Commentator Frank DeFord is considering trends in the sports world, and he's wondering about the role that science will play in helping to improve athletic achievements.
However difficult it may be to detect the use of designer steroids, it may not be that far off in the future before athletes can improve their musculature easier, for longer periods, and in a way that is virtually undetectable. We may very well see sprinters running the 100 meters in barely more than 9 seconds, and 300-pound halfbacks dashing about even as they reach their 40th birthday. This is not Starship Enterprise stuff. This may be right around the corner, an advance in human potential that will make our current athletes look like pygmies at play. And the arguments against this development may be swept aside because the same process that may make athletes better may also make sick people well and weak people strong. How will we be able to draw the line at sports about what I'm referring to, which is gene therapy? In a laboratory at the University of Pennsylvania run by Dr. H. Lee Sweeney, so-called mighty mice not only have developed muscles almost a third larger than their normal brethren, but they carry their muscles into their dotage. Could we monkey with athletes' genetic makeup so easily? Well, we already know that some human beings have been born with genetic mutations that increase their athletic performance, with, for example, as Scientific America magazine has reported, an exceptional amount of oxygen-carrying red blood cells. The sort of research that would benefit athletes is being conducted in the hopes of helping people with muscular dystrophy or delaying the aging process. But the fact is that whenever athletes have had the opportunity to improve their performance, they've taken it. And usually over time, what was controversial has become accepted. It sounds so quaint now, but it wasn't that long ago that athletes drank coffee or brandy as competitive aids. Steroids are merely another step along the line. We still have no idea how much drug use there has been in athletics. We only know that as detection procedures have improved, so have the drugs become more sophisticated. It's also cloudy. For instance, instead of going to train in high altitudes, athletes now sleep in special tents that simulate high altitude. If mountain climbers can use oxygen, why can't long-distance runners? When gene therapy does come along, how can you deny it to an injured athlete? It all sounds so terribly spooky, but the combination of 21st-century gene replacement science and the immemorial desire for victory may sometime soon enough give us a situation where the referee will say, "And may the best genetic mutant win."
Those are the comments of Frank DeFord, who became a senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated without genetic modification. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.